James Swain in here from the company The Dirty Digger. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a bit of a good name, that. I do like that. Where did you get that name from?
My mother gave me that
name. Did she?
Dirty mind, that lady.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you are a garden designer by trade. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. And, of course, you've got the company. So just tell us a little bit about your company, where you're based and what exactly you do, really.
Well, I've been landscaping for about 15 years now. After university, I found myself looking for work in London, so I was doing job interviews. And then at some point, I decided that it wasn't really for me. So I got a job labouring for a builder. I was living down in Brighton at the time. And not liking scaffolds and heights, I found myself doing landscaping on for his company. And it just kind of grew from there. And landscaping as it is, you work for all sorts. And the sooner you can learn and set up on your own, the better. And that's how it's gone. And it's a great job. It's God's work. I love it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the UK is full of gardens. Full
Absolutely.
Of gardens. Big, large, small, wide. Not height so much, but definitely, well, it depends on the trees. But yes, I think you've got a lovely job, actually, James. That sounds fantastic. So that's what you do. You're based in Bury St Edmunds, and I know you and your colleagues follow the Chelsea Flower Show quite a bit. What do you think about it this year?
Well, it's an exciting time for gardening because it creates a lot of interest. People watch Chelsea and they get inspired and it comes up with ideas. So my phone's been ringing non-stop this week, people wanting to get their garden sorted, especially with this lovely weather that we've suddenly got. So it creates interest, which is great. But you see at Chelsea very much the kind of the champagne aspect of gardening. It's not what us landscapers would call proper landscaping. It's all, you know, all the glitz and glamour of it, which is great. I would like to see more of the construction of the weeks leading up to the Chelsea Flower Show. I'd like to see a documentary about that, because that's, you know, landscapers working under a lot of pressure to get these gardens ready, you know, for the show week.
But that's a very good point, actually, James, isn't it? Because it would be good to see what's involved and how hard it is to get that showpiece.
Absolutely. There's a lot of work has gone in, and you know, watching the highlights every evening, it seems to be just the garden designers who are getting all of the attention. I'd like to see some of the builders and landscapers who've actually created those projects for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always inevitable that things do go wrong before the show. I think one very famous garden designer, it absolutely chucked it down. Well, hasn't it chucked it down with rain about 2 weeks ago or a week ago. And I think it ruined some of his flowers. And so, I mean, I know that's nothing really compared to the construction, but things do go wrong and it is nice to see what happens. But when you say your clients have come back, so have they been to the Chelsea Flower Show and then they say, we want a garden like that? What do you say to them?
They're not that adventurous. you have to dampen them down a little bit. But they want their gardens tidying up. And I find that the clients, if you've got couples that are, shall we say, slightly older, in their 50s or so,
yeah,
their plant knowledge is greater. So they will walk around all of the flower stalls, all of the gardens, and they'll be jotting down ideas for plants. So they'll want the beds prepared for them. They'll want the beds cut out of the lawn, weeded and everything, so that they can plant the plants. So, you know, that's how that works.
And then do you get any younger clients coming in?
You do. I've got, I worked for a couple last month, and their enthusiasm is amazing. I would go back every week, and the wife had spent all weekend on her hands and knees weeding the borders, and she'd done an absolutely spectacular job. And I offered her a job at the end of it because she'd done such good work.
Wow.
But people are getting a lot more enthusiastic. In say 5-10 years ago, a lot of people would want their gardens covered in decking, so everything was looking like a sauna. And now people are prepared to put in the hard graft during their weekends to get the results at the end of it. So, you know, that's good. I really like that.
Yes, I think I've been guilty of wanting to put some deck in the back of my garden. I'm really pleased I didn't do that, actually. For one thing, it's quite slippery.
Just a little bit of deck,
yes,
is fine. It makes sense a lot of the time.
Yes.
But they can be havens for rats. they do get very slippery during the winter, and every year you should really sand it down and retreat it to make it last longer.
Oh, now that's not put on the tin, is it?
When
you get your garden designer coming in, or if you're looking at the big gardening places around the town. But anyway, that's fine. So on the Chelsea Flower Show, have you got a favourite? Obviously, the one that won was the Quarry Effect, the Maltese Quarry Effect. That was the show garden, wasn't it?
It had a message, that garden. It was all about how Malta has suffered environmentally as a result of all of the quarrying and stuff. So it's an interesting garden once you read about it and look into it. But on my first impression wasn't great. My favourite garden that I saw was the Morgan Stanley garden by Chris Beardshaw, because that's classic kind of traditional gardening that I do. I do similar gardens to that. So the planting, the limestone, it's all kind of stuff that I've seen, and it's more relevant to me. But reading about the Malta garden, it's very impressive. There's big limestone blocks. I mean, a lot of work has gone into that. And the planting's interesting as well. I believe on top of the blocks, that is what the actual the plants in Malta were like before the ground would get quarried. And then the stuff that they've planted all as you go deeper down into the quarry, that's to, you know, make it more attractive now. So it's an interesting garden for sure.
I love it, because it said here, James Baston said that it's not supposed to be a pretty garden. It's supposed to evoke things about the quarry and all about how it was built. So you're right, it was a good one. Well, any other gardens at the show that you can... I haven't actually been this year, which is annoying. I did go last year. The thing I find with Chelsea Flower Show is that it gets very, very busy from the word go. It never used to be like that when my mum-in-law used to go along, but it's very, very busy. And that's great. Good for them. But I get very frustrated by having to follow the crowd. I don't know if you've had clients come back and say the same thing, James, or has it just been... they just want a garden, basically.
I had some clients come back. I spoke to them yesterday, and they really liked the Silk Road garden. I saw that only got a silver gilt. Did you happen to catch the awards when they were giving out?
No, I didn't.
Why? Disappointment on the garden designer's face.
No.
I don't know his name off the top of my head. I felt very sorry for him, because a lot of work had gone into that garden, and it's actually on the most difficult site at Chelsea, because it's on the largest site, and all sites are on view, so nothing's hidden. So you have to be very careful. Everything has to be planned meticulously, because every angle can be seen of that garden.
Right.
I mean, that's using Chinese plants, which are, you know, very popular in this country. They all grow in this country as well, so that's good, because people want to be able to grow those plants in this country. So it'd be useless if, you know, the temperatures are only right for China, whereas you can grow everything. So that's an interesting garden. Some lovely planting there.
I was just thinking about what you were saying about plots. I wonder if they get given a certain plot, or the person that's been there the most gets the sort of the pecking order and...
I think it's fairly random.
Ah, okay.
But I don't know the inner workings of the RHS. I'm sure there's something that goes on behind the scenes, but I'm not going to cause any controversy.
No, absolutely. Well, next year I'm going to go to the Chelsea Flower Show. That's for definite. But from going back to you, James, what's happening with you this month? What are the highlights? What are the work that you do this month?
Well, at the moment I'm doing a large garden project in Bury St Edmunds. A plan has been drawn up, and so at the moment I am having a brick wall built. And so their garden is a bit of a bomb site at the moment.
Wow.
There's probably about 10, 15 tons of soil all piled up in this small garden. And so I'm just having to move everything around so that I can get the brick wall built, then I can start backfilling, then I can start on the patios. But, you know, with all of this sunny weather, now's when I basically pick up my hedge cutters and I don't put them down until kind of September, October time.
Ah, right.
So there's a lot of balancing going on in
so
my
hedge
life.
Okay, I'll ask you that question in a minute. But so what's planned for you for the dirty ticket for the next few months then? After May, getting everything sorted, have you got lots of people wanting?
Yes. As I say, I've got lots of maintenance going on. So I've got people wanting me to come and cut their hedges.
And when you cut, I always thought that you had to cut your hedges after the birds have come out of the hedges, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. That's right. So, but it depends how hard back you're cutting them as well. I mean, if conifers, I quite often find pigeon nests and stuff, but I'm not cutting that deeply into a conifer hedge because the more you take off, the worse it is for the conifer. Unless it has grown out of control, then you've just got to do it, I'm afraid.
And anything else that's interesting that's happening for you for the rest of the year, or is it just literally getting the gardens all sorted?
It's big job after big job at the moment. After I finish this garden in Bury St Edmunds, I have another big project to do in a village just outside of Bury St Edmunds. It's just non-stop, which is brilliant.
And I'm sure gardens in Cambridge as well. James Swain from The Dirty Digger, thank you very much indeed for coming in today to talk about all things gardens. We do love everything that happens at this time of year. Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to give you the travel news now.